AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. On a visit to Buffalo, President Biden blasts what he calls the poison of white racism that fueled Saturday's attack on a grocery store in which 10 blacks were killed. AP Sagar Magani has this.
In America, evil will not win, I promise you.
The forces of hatred and evil are what the president often says pushed him to seek and win the White House. He's facing them again.
These hate-filled attacks represent the views of a hate-filled minority. We can't allow them to distort America, the real America.
He's urging Americans of all races to reject white supremacy and the lie of the racist replacement theory, which baselessly claims white people are being intentionally overrun by people of color. Investigators are looking at the Buffalo shooter's connection to the theory. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell was asked if the Republican Party in particular should publicly reject the so-called replacement theory.
Racism of any sort is abhorrent in America and ought to be stood up to by everybody, both Republicans, Democrats, all Americans.
Several GOP candidates, including Ohio Senate nominee J.D. Vance, accused Democrats of concocting an immigrant invasion to steal elections. House Democrats introduced a $28 million emergency spending bill addressing the shortage of infant formula. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer.
Mothers across the country are looking to us for help, and we will not force them to face this crisis on their own. We're on their side. We'll see who's on their side when we vote on this legislation.
The shortage stems from a series of problems, including a shutdown of an Abbott plant in Michigan because of a health safety issue. Abbott makes nearly half the formula in this country. Three other companies account for nearly all of the other half. This is AP News. A judge suspends Michigan's dormant abortion law. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The law makes it a crime to assist in an abortion in Michigan, and it's been on the books since 1931. But it's had no practical effect since the U.S. Supreme Court legalized abortion in 1973. However, the court could throw out its landmark Roe v. Wade decision before July, and that would leave abortion issues for states to decide. In this case, the judge issued a preliminary injunction sought by Planned Parenthood of Michigan against that 1931 law, saying there's no doubt that a right of personal autonomy and bodily integrity in Michigan includes a woman's right to end a pregnancy.
Dust-covered solar panels spell doom for NASA's InSight lander on Mars. The guess is power will fade in July. Since landing on Mars in 2018, InSight has detected more than 1,300 Martian quakes, the biggest one, a magnitude 5, 2 weeks ago. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.